out of the anti-white system and tune in to the pro-white system at radioarian.com.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Monday the 29th of July 2019 and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, broadcasting at radioarian.com. Well, last night I was really rather pleased. I was just scrolling through Twitter and I saw a tweet from Millennial Woes and it was him speaking at the Generation Identity Conference, the UK Generation Identity Conference. I thought, well, this is wonderful. This is great to see GI reaching out to Millennial Woes, and this is great to see Millennial Woes reaching out to them. Obviously, he wasn't there as a member of GI. He was just there speaking to them as somebody that they would like to hear what he has to say. Millennial Woes has always been supportive of Generation Identity, the same as we have always been supportive of them here at Radio Arian as well. I believe somebody from Generation Identity, I think they spoke at the London Forum once. They basically, there isn't anything in the way that they behave that we disagree with. They want to put a stop to immigration. They claim that they're not racial. Obviously, we are racial, but they're still trying to stop immigration. They're still trying to stop the Islamization of Europe. They do a lot of good. Their activities that they get involved in, they're very cleverly thought out, and they tend to have quite a high standard of young person that is involved with them, and they've got older people that fund them, which is great. You know, once you get to a certain age, you've got more wealth that you can put to good causes, rather more so than when you're young. And it's young people that have these original ideas, and they have to get up and go, and they want to go out and do this activism. So, you know, it seems to work very well from what I can see of it. Obviously, they don't want to be connected with terrorism, and Brenton Tarrant, I believe he donated $1,000 in Bitcoin to Generation Identity Austria, and Martin Selner didn't know who this guy was, just saw that it was a large amount and said thank you. And of course the press have attacked him for that. The AfD, the Alternative for Deutschland, they have tried to distance themselves from Generation Identity, and they seem to say themselves that they wish to distance themselves from racial nationalists, but that really hasn't done them any good, has it? They were still going to get called terrorists, they're still going to get called Nazis. So I thought it was just great to see that Millennial Woes was talking to them. I heard this is just what we want to see. We want to see unity among nationalists, between civic nationalists and the ethno-nationalists. And I guess you could call Generation Identity civic nationalists because they do have non-white activists over there in France. I don't know if they do over here in Britain. So I thought this is great to see, because this is what we see on the left. We see a united left. We see the soft left and the liberal Democrat types and the green types, and they're there rubbing shoulders with the communists, and you'll see the red flag flying at Jeremy Corbyn's events, and you won't see them disavowing the communist, you won't see them disavowing the Antifa. They all work together, which is the way that the right should be. That's the way nationalists should be. And I've been saying for a long time now that I support Tommy Robinson. I support Tommy Robinson in exposing the Islamization of Britain. And I support him exposing the amount of immigration we have. Of course, I don't support him with his love for Israel, and I don't support him with his love for multiculturalism. I've made that clear, but that doesn't mean that I see Tommy as an enemy. I think he makes a bit of a fool of himself by claiming that racial nationalists are his enemy, but that doesn't mean to say that I'm going to see him as an enemy. And I think that's the way we should be. Yeah. So I was really impressed and pleased and inspired to see that Woese had spoken at this Generation Identity Conference, but it didn't last very long now, did it? I get up this morning to find that Generation Identity have now disavowed Millennial Woese, or to put it in their words, the leadership of Generation Identity in Austria, because this is a pan-European group with different franchises in the different countries of Europe, they've said that they wish to distance themselves from the leadership decision taken by GI UK to invite Millennial Woese along to their conference. And the reason they say for this is because Millennial Woese is alt-right, which is a bit of a dated term to use nowadays. Does Millennial Woese identify as alt-right? I mean, I would have said that Generation Identity was alt-right. The term alt-right, basically, it encompassed just about everything on the right, everything to do with nationalism. Basically, there was a time when it included InfoWars as well as the Daily Stormer. And according to the mainstream media, it still does include from InfoWars to the Daily Stormer. So what do they mean by saying that Millennial Woese is alt-right and they won't associate with him? I find this very disappointing, because what are they trying to achieve here? What are they trying to achieve by saying that they disassociate with Millennial Woese? Apparently he's been friends with or on good terms with Martin Selner for the last couple of years. Is this to appease the press in some way? You would think that a group like Generation Identity would want as many friends as it can get. And this is the way that we should look at this. We should want as many friends in nationalism as we can get. Our little organizations, our little groups, they aren't big enough to be going it on their own. I mean, we've seen Generation Identity flags there at the Tommy rallies. And we also saw British Movement flags there, I believe, at the Tommy rallies. And there were people from all the white nationalist organizations that were going along there to help. And because of that, you had these big numbers. So why doesn't it cut the other way for Generation Identity? They are a lot more ideologically pure than Tommy Robinson is, and they'll go along to his rallies. He hasn't disowned them. In actual fact, he has interviewed them. So why haven't they done the same for Millennial Woese? Why are they letting down their UK leadership like this? I mean, that's another aspect to this, is that this is very insulting to the Generation Identity UK leadership, who were the ones that reached out to Woese. Now I've heard them being interviewed. I think quite highly of them. I think the interviews they've given have been carried out very well. The guy that's leading them now, he's very well spoken. He puts his face out there. He seems to deal with the media in a very good way. They've been on Defend Europa, which I think is a great radio show. That's Laura Towler's radio show. Again, she's on the level ideologically. So why are the Austrian Generation Identity, why are they interfering? Why are they interfering with Generation Identity UK reaching out and making allies and getting on well with everybody else in the nationalist scene in Britain. I mean, I can't think of anyone that's against generation identity. As I say, they've been on the Defend Europa podcast. They had Millennial Woes at their conference. So basically what you had there was goodwill being expressed between all these different nationalist groups, which is, you know, that's what you want. You want support from other nationalist groups. You want to be on talking terms with them. You want to hear about what's going on. You want to know what's going on, what the threats are, who's been found out to be a mole, that sort of thing. You need to have these lines of communication open. You don't want to be disavowing people and saying, oh, no, we're nothing to do with them. That just fractures the movement. A house divided against itself will not stand. So why have the Austrian generation identity chosen to interfere with what's going on over here? Would the Austrian generation identity, would they rather not have anything to do with AfD? Did they like it when AfD disavowed them? Was that of some benefit to them? It's not a benefit to them to be disavowing Millennial Woes. I mean, he's hardly a national socialist, which seems to be what they're worried about being called Nazis. Well, they're going to get called Nazis anyway. Tommy Robinson gets called a Nazi. You know, this disavowing of people on the right, it really doesn't serve any purpose at all, apart from weakening the person that's doing it. It weakens the organization that's doing it. And, you know, really, generation identity have gone down in my estimation. And I should imagine that that's Europe-wide they would go down in estimation. And Millennial Woes is far more popular than generation identity over here in Britain. He's a well-liked character on the nationalist scene. Why would you want to insult him? I mean, it's almost similar to these Jews that are running the Tommy movement attacking Mark Cullett and Shazia Hobbs and Dion. Again, very well-liked people within the British nationalist movement. And then you've got outsiders from elsewhere. You've got a black Jew with an Australian passport, and you've got an Israeli Jew that calls himself Brian from London, even though he lives in Israel, and they have both taken it upon themselves to tell the Tommy movement that they've got to disassociate themselves from these, you know, loyal supporters of Tommy. In the case of Shazia Hobbs, I think she's a personal friend of his, and women as well, that they've taken it upon themselves to interfere and say, you can't have anything to do with them. And generation identity in Austria, they're doing the same thing by saying that the UK leadership of generation identity have got to disavow Millennial Woes. I mean, it's just embarrassing to see, to be honest. And it's not what you expect, and it's not what I would want to encourage. I mean, obviously, some of these groups have disagreements with their ideology, or disagreements with who they think is behind all of this. But generally, I would support them. I'd like to have a dialogue with them. You know, I'd love to have Paul Golding on here and have a dialogue with him. And you know, I support a lot of what Britain First do. I don't support their multiculturalism. I find it absolutely cringeworthy when I see the black faces in their pictures. But Paul Golding, I mean, he has given some fantastic speeches, anti-immigration speeches. He's out there, he's doing things, he's getting a movement together. He's taken risks, he's been sent to prison. And I'd rather concentrate on the things that we do have in common rather than the things that we don't have in common. Plus, he's also shown that what he's doing is a success. I mean, he used to be in the BNP, and he saw the way that things went in the BNP, and he started Britain First and thought, well, we're going to do things a little bit of a different way here, and we'll start by claiming to not be racial, even though if you want to keep Britain British, that is racial. But by claiming not to be racial, he seems to have had some success. So you can't say, oh, well, he's got it all wrong, because he has had some success in making those decisions. And Tommy Robinson has had a lot of success in the decisions that he's made. Even though we can say, well, we disagree with the ideology on those points, I can agree with them on a lot of other points. So I don't see them as my enemies. I wouldn't want to disavow them. I'm sure they would probably rather not be supported by Radio Aryan with its Nazi connotations. But the word Aryan, I mean, it's useful to actually use that, because nobody can say that they came to our website by mistake and they were horribly offended by what they saw, because if you've chosen to go on a website that has the word Aryan in the title, then it's your fault if you get offended at seeing something racial, because we are quite explicitly a racial nationalist website. But that doesn't mean that we only support racial nationalists. We support all nationalists. Everybody who is trying to do what they can to help their people, whether they're British nationalists, French nationalists, Austrian nationalists. And that is the way that we need to be if we want to win. We need to be supporting the groups that are getting somewhere, because they are the ones that can make the most use of our support, whether that's financial support or whether that is creative support. That's where it is going to have the most effect. You know, going to a Tommy Robinson rally, that's going to have more effect than going to a rally where there's only 20 people. Because you've got such a mass of people there, you know that it's going to get picked up on by the mainstream media. And that's a tactical use of resources. And Generation Identity, they are not making a tactical use of their resources there. By inviting Millennial Woes along to the Generation Identity Conference, Millennial Woes, he's got thousands of subscribers to his channel. A lot of them will be of the age to be in Generation Identity, and a lot of them will be the sort of people that Generation Identity is looking for. So that was a tactical move by GI UK to invite him, and I dare say that they will get a lot of new members from having him at the conference, but possibly not now that Martin Selner has interfered and disavowed the invite. I mean, what is he playing at in doing that? GI have got rules for their conduct, and I'm sure that the leadership of GI UK did not think that they were breaking any rules in inviting Millennial Woes there. Millennial Woes has no links with National Socialism. I don't think he really has links with racial nationalism. Obviously, he wants to see Britain remain white and remain British, but isn't that what Generation Identity want? Don't they want to keep Europe for the Europeans and prevent Islamization? I mean, we need to be reaching out to people and supporting them. We get enough attacks from the left without having to put up with friendly fire from among our own ranks. It's pretty much like taking pot shots at the people at the front. And obviously, Martin Selner himself, he is at the front, so it's not quite the same as that. But we do often see this. You will see people that are anonymous online that really don't do a lot apart from commenting on Gab and Twitter, and they'll be attacking the people that are at the front. They'll be attacking the people on the front lines. They'll be calling people like myself or Grandpa Lampshade or Dennis Wise, they'll be calling us shills or saying we don't talk about the Jews enough, or we're not hardcore enough because we don't support violence, all that sort of thing. And it's basically just friendly fire. It's taking pot shots at the people on your own side that are on the front lines. And that's not helpful when you think the people on the front lines are getting all these attacks anyway, from the left and from the mainstream media that are putting up slander and lies about us. So why help them? Why help our enemies? Because that's all it does. And I can understand that there's people people feel blackpilled and they feel as if there isn't that much hope, and they end up backbiting and fighting amongst one another and squabbling amongst one another because of it. And you just have to rise above that. You just have to rise above it and realize that things are what they are. And if you think you can do better, then yeah, go out there and do better. Set your own site up, set your own organization up, set your own propaganda arm up, or whatever it is you think you can do better than others. Get out there and do it, rather than attacking the people that have done it. I mean, this is the thing. If you're going to start attacking people like Britain First or UKIP or Tommy Robinson, and you're attacking them because they're not racial, that just sounds like summer grapes, because they can turn around and say, yes, but we've had success. We've got thousands of people supporting us. How many people are supporting the racial organizations? How many people are supporting the BNP now? How many people are supporting National Front? So they can turn around and say, yes, our strategy has been shown to work. Your strategy has been shown not to work. So it just sounds like bad grapes. And it's not helpful to be doing that. I think the most helpful thing to do is to try and meet up with the people that are in these organizations and bring them round to our point of view, which is what seems to have happened with Dion and Shazia Hobbs over there at the Tommy Group. I mean, basically what's happened is there's been cross-pollination between them and us. People have talked and said, hey, check out the Frankfurt School. Check out Kevin MacDonald and his Culture of Critique. Have a read of that. So they've looked into these things for themselves and realized that there's more to this than they originally thought, and ethno-nationalism is the right way. Whereas if we'd been attacking them and saying, oh, we don't want anything to do with you because you're a civic nationalist and because you support Tommy Robinson, they'd never have come across our work in the first place. They would have just thought we were a bunch of idiots. So it's not helpful to be attacking these people. The best way to go about things, the best strategy, is to befriend them. Befriend them and point out everything else that's going on that they're missing, that they're not getting from their Tommy Robinson news site. Point out the Jewish role in immigration. And there's a good video that came out over the weekend to do with this this video that Avi Yemeni put out called Burn a Nazi. I forget the person that made it. Fairly new YouTuber. You can find it on Morgoth's Twitter feed. But it's a very in-depth video, about an hour long. And it goes into all of these pro-immigration charities and quangos and organizations, and also all the ones that have or are pushing to get the criticism of Islam outlawed, and criticism of race outlawed, and anybody that's speaking up for white people to make that a crime. And all the people leading these organizations are Jews. I mean, even this Tel Mama, this group that is supposed to be trying to outlaw Islamophobia, and it's ostensibly set up to fight Islamophobia, it's set up by a Jew. The partner in it is a Jew, is a rabbi. And these people, that the civic nationalists, they don't know this. They haven't come across this information. And if you're attacking their heroes, they're never going to come across the information, are they? If you say, well, I support your heroes, I support Tommy, I support Britain First as well. Were you aware of the Frankfurt School? Were you aware of this organization? Were you aware that these Muslims, they're not bright enough to come up with these ideas on their own, are they? Must have been someone else that came up with these ideas. I wonder who that was. Why don't you check out this video? If you're just going to be insulting them and calling them names, then they're not going to look at any information that you put before them. As I say, and the proof that this works is with Shazia and with Dion. both of whom have thousands of followers from among the Tommy movement, and those followers are all now going to come to our side, because the people, these people whose channels it is that they watch, they've discovered more of the truth for themselves. And that came from reaching out to them and being friendly with them. I mean, Mark Collett had Shazia Hobbs on his show. You know, Tommy Robinson himself has tweeted one of Mark's videos, a video on Muslims and the amount of them that claim unemployment benefit. And Tommy Robinson, he knows who Mark Collett is. He knows very well who Mark Collett is. And he tweeted that video of his, which may or may not show support for Mark Collett. What it does, it shows support for what was being talked about in that video. Now, I would really hope that when Tommy comes out of prison, he gets rid of that Avi Yemeni, because he's going to destroy that movement. These Jews that are running that movement now, they are going to destroy it by stabbing these girls in the back and anybody else who points out that it's not just Muslims that are involved in this. This the Tommy movement are waking up. And you can see how angry they are about this, these two Jews. I mean, the hatred they've got for white nationalists. They're desperate to turn the movement into hating white nationalists and supporting Jews. And their hatred is so much that it's become totally obvious for everyone in that movement to see. And of course, it's going to rub everybody up the wrong way to have these foreigners attacking these people who they saw as loyal supporters of Tommy. And you would hope that Tommy himself would not attack someone like Mark Collett. And again, I dare say a lot of the people that follow Tommy, that they watch Mark Collett's stuff anyway, and they support him anyway, because the followers in these organizations are always a lot more radical than the leaders of them. Right from the time of the EDL, when Tommy was leading the EDL, the supporters were a lot more radical. But then they were also probably not quite as intelligent as the people that are in the ethno-nationalist movement now. I mean, you've got a lot of very, very high quality people that are involved in white nationalism. And anybody that is fairly high quality that is in the Tommy movement, when they have interaction with intelligent white nationalists, they're going to find that they have a lot more in common with them than they don't. So it's really not useful to be attacking people, whether it's people on our side attacking Tommy Robinson and Britain First, or whether it's people in Generation Identity attacking Millennial Woes, or attacking their own for putting Millennial Woes on at the conference. None of that is useful. In actual fact, that's the sort of thing that you would expect MI5 to encourage in chat rooms, just to prevent there being any unity. And then you've got clowns like Danny Tomo trying to put on a unity protest. And in his invite for the unity protest, he's telling real nationalists that he doesn't want them there. Don't want any ethno-nationalists, don't want any white nationalists, don't want any Nazis, don't want any white supremacists. And it's exactly the same as something that Hope Not Hate would write. It's just an embarrassment to see. And I don't think he's going to have that many people actually turning up. It's self-defeating. It really is self-defeating. And as I say, MI5 is nothing more that they like than to disrupt our organizations. And the best way to disrupt them is to encourage rivalry and disputes between the organizations, because, you know, that's the way that they work. If they see an argument between two groups or two people, two individuals, they will encourage it. They won't be peacemakers. They will encourage the argument, and they will encourage a falling out between the two, because then their job is done, isn't it? They've managed to disrupt things. They've managed to prevent these two people from working together, because we do need to work together if we want to achieve our aims. And even just achieving some of our aims is good. And take Brexit, for instance. You're just actually leaving on October the 31st. That's going to be a big boost to British nationalism. That's going to be a big encouragement to us, even though it's just one of our smaller aims, I would suggest. At least it is now going to take place, and we need to take nourishment from these small wins that we have. And you know, I took nourishment yesterday from thinking that Woz was at the GI conference, and now that nourishment has been taken away today on finding that the leadership has disavowed the British leadership for this. Now, I would hope the British leadership show solidarity with the British nationalists, and I would hope that they don't disavow Woz, in the same way that I would hope the British nationalists that are supporting Tommy, I would hope they show support to other British nationalists, whether they're British ethnic or just British citizen, like Shazia and Dion, and show support for them rather than listening to these foreigners, this Australian Jew and this Israeli Jew, that are trying to tell them who they should and shouldn't associate with. We need to have some unity between British nationalists if we want to achieve our aims. And that's the way to go about doing it. Just don't attack don't attack each other. Support each other on the things that we do agree on. You don't have to support each other on the things that we don't, but just don't attack one another. Be peacemakers between nationalists, not disruptors. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. I will be back tomorrow with Tom Kaczynski. God bless and hail victory.
You're tuned